financing legislation, the terms mortgage banker and mortgage broker are commonly used when doing business with lenders. Because these functions often overlap, there is some confusion about the true role of the loan originator in a transaction. The term loan officer is used by mortgage brokers, bankers, and correspondent lenders, and therefore is not particularly informative. Real estate license holders often refer buyers to several trusted loan originators, universally referred to as residential mortgage loan originators, RMLOS. The term residential mortgage loan originator is mandated by the SAFE Act. A good rule of thumb is to provide the buyer with at least three loan originators to consider, understanding that the buyer is free to use any loan originator. The fallout of the recent financial crisis has resulted in a heightened regulatory climate, complete with several new laws, regulatory agencies, and the expansion of the role of some long-established agencies at both the federal and state level. Recent legislation has made it possible to research the background of a loan originator easily. Researching the background of a loan originator would undoubtedly be a prudent move on the part of a real estate agent. In some cases, the background research has revealed misconduct, fraud, and incompetence on the part of some RMLOs promoting services to real estate agents. In some cases, it has been found that the originator seeking the business of a real estate agent was not even licensed. Knowing a few of the regulations that affect the lending industry and how to check the background of the RMLO will help the real estate license holder locate and refer competent and reliable lenders to buyers. When building a list of RMLOs, remember the following. 1. Ask the active agents in your firm for a list of trusted loan officers. 2. Always check the licensing status of a loan officer at http://nnlsconsumeraccess.org, Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act, SAFE Act. The Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act is designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud. The Federal SAFE Act required each state to enact SAFE legislation or defer to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, for such regulation. State SAFE legislation must comply with the Federal SAFE Act, and HUD was charged with monitoring compliance. The SAFE Mortgage Licensing Act was designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud by encouraging states to establish minimum standards for the licensing and registration of state-licensed mortgage loan originators and the establishment of a nationwide mortgage licensing system and registry for the residential mortgage industry. All residential mortgage loan originators must register with the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System and Registry, NMLSR, Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act, SAFE Act. The Secure and Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act is designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud. The Federal SAFE Act required each state to enact SAFE legislation or defer to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, CHUD, for such regulation. State SAFE legislation must comply with the Federal SAFE Act, and HUD was charged with monitoring compliance. The SAFE Mortgage Licensing Act was designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud by encouraging states to establish minimum standards for the licensing and registration of state-licensed mortgage loan originators and the establishment of a nationwide mortgage licensing system and registry for the residential mortgage industry. All residential mortgage loan originators must register with the Nationwide Mortgage Licensing System and Registry, NMLSR. The SAFE Act seeks to protect consumers from incompetence, fraud, and other abuses by ensuring that individuals who act as RMLOs receive training on and can demonstrate an understanding of their applicable legal and ethical obligations. As originally enacted, the SAFE Act required the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and five other agencies to jointly develop and maintain a federal registration system for individual employees of agency-regulated institutions who engage in the business of residential mortgage loan origination. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010 transferred the authority to develop and maintain the federal registry from the various agencies to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act was signed into law by President Obama on July 21, 2010. This landmark legislation represents a sweeping restructuring of U.S. financial regulation in response to the worst financial crisis in the United States since the Great Depression. The Act spans over 2,300 pages and affects almost every aspect of the U.S. financial services industry. The official purpose of the law is to promote the financial stability of the United States by improving accountability and transparency in the financial system, to end too big to fail, to protect the American taxpayer by ending bailouts, to protect consumers from abusive financial services practices, and for other purposes. The objectives ascribed to the Act by its proponents in Congress and by the President include restoring public confidence in the financial system, preventing another financial crisis, and allowing any future asset bubble to be detected and deflated before another financial crisis develops. Under Dodd-Frank, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, was established. The Bureau has the authority to examine and enforce consumer protection regulations for all mortgage-related businesses, large non-bank financial companies, and banks and credit unions with assets greater than $10 billion. The CFPB has the authority to oversee non-bank businesses, regardless of size, in certain markets. Mortgage companies, originators, brokers, servicers, and loan modification or foreclosure relief services, payday lenders, and private education lenders. The CFPB is responsible for enforcing federal consumer financial law. Virtually almost all existing federal laws regulating consumer financial products and service providers, including but not limited to the following federal laws: Truth in Lending Act, TILLELA; Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA; Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA; Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA; the Dodd-Frank Act transferred rulemaking authority for the SAFE Act to the CFPB, effective July 21, 2011. Community Reinvestment Act, CRA. A significant federal law that affects lenders is the Community Reinvestment Act. This federal law was passed to ensure that banks would serve the needs of the community in which they were chartered to do business. It prohibits redlining, which is the practice of refusing to provide financing in a particular area because of the location. The Act is intended to encourage depository institutions to help meet the credit needs of the communities in which they operate, including low and moderate income neighborhoods, consistent with safe and sound operations. It was enacted by Congress in 1977 and was substantially revised in May 1995. CRA examinations are conducted by the federal agencies responsible for supervising depository institutions, including the Federal Reserve, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Office of Thrift Supervision. Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act, ECOA, originally passed in 1974, ensures that all consumers are given an equal chance to obtain credit. The ECOA covers all creditors who regularly extend credit and impacts professionals, such as mortgage originators who are involved in granting credit. The law provides protections when consumers deal with any organizations or people who regularly extend credit, including banks, mortgage bankers, mortgage brokers, and credit unions. Everyone who participates in the decision to grant credit or in setting the terms of that credit, including real estate brokers who arrange financing, must comply with the ECOA. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act prohibits discrimination in any aspect of a credit transaction based on race, color, religion, national origin, sex, marital status, age, provided that the applicant has the capacity to enter into a binding contract, receipt of income from a public assistance program, the good faith exercise of any right under the Consumer Credit Protection Act. The CFPB issued an interpretive rule on March 9, 2021, clarifying that the prohibition against sex discrimination under the ECOA and Regulation B includes sexual orientation discrimination and gender identity discrimination. This prohibition also covers discrimination based on actual or perceived nonconformity with traditional sex or gender-based stereotypes, and discrimination based on an applicant's social or other associations. The provisions of the ECOA do not prevent a mortgage loan originator from obtaining information necessary to evaluate the creditworthiness of an applicant. Public assistance programs include, but are not limited to, aid to families with dependent children, AFDC, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, rent and mortgage supplement or assistance programs, Social Security and Supplemental Security Income, and unemployment compensation. The Equal Credit Opportunity Act requires that mortgage loan originators apply credit standards fairly so that all consumers receive an equal chance to obtain credit. It does not require all mortgage loan originators to have the same standards. Truth in Lending Act. The Truth in Lending Act, TILLELA, is a U.S. federal law designed to protect consumers in credit transactions by requiring clear disclosure of key terms of the lending arrangement and all costs. Most of the specific requirements imposed by TILLELA are found in Regulation Z, so a reference to the requirements of TILLELA usually refers to the requirements contained in Regulation Z, as well as the statute itself. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, assumed the authority to publish regulations under most provisions of the Truth in Lending Act as of July 21, 2011. Truth in Lending Act and Advertising. The following is a summarized report of Regulation Z, Section 226.24, regarding how it applies to real estate advertisements. These provisions have been selected from a manual published by the Federal Trade Commission entitled How to Advertise Consumer Credit. The primary purpose of the Truth in Lending Act is to ensure the meaningful disclosure of consumer credit and lease terms so that consumers can compare those terms and shop wisely. Prior to the passage of the Act, an advertiser might have disclosed only the most attractive credit or lease terms, thus distorting the true cost. The Act requires that the advertisement tell the whole story. Triggering terms. The Truth in Lending Act's advertising provisions are simple. If an advertisement contains any one of a list of terms specified in the regulation, the advertisement must also include a number of prescribed disclosures. In other words, the specified terms trigger the disclosures. The triggering terms for closed-end credit, mortgage loans, are the amount of the down payment, expressed as either a percentage or dollar amount, in a credit sale transaction. Examples: 10% down, $1,000 down, 90% financing, trade-in with $1,000 appraised value required. The amount of any payment, expressed as either a percentage or dollar amount. Examples: monthly payments less than $250 on all our loan plans. Pay $23.44 per $1,000 amount borrowed. $210.95 per month. The number of payments or the period of repayment. Examples: up to 4 years to pay. 48 months to pay. 30-year mortgages available. The amount of any finance charge. Examples: financing costs less than $300 per year. Less than $1,200 interest. $2 monthly carrying charge. Required disclosures. If an ad for closed-end credit uses a triggering term, it also must include the amount or percentage of the down payment, the terms of repayment, and the annual percentage rate, using that term or the abbreviation APR. If the annual percentage rate may be increased after consummation of the credit transaction, that fact also must be stated. Some statements about credit terms are too general to trigger additional disclosures. Examples of terms that do not trigger the required disclosures are no down payment, pay weekly, easy monthly payments. Terms to fit your budget. loans available at 5% below our standard APR. Financing available. Low down payment accepted. General statements such as take years to pay or no closing costs do not trigger further disclosures because they do not state or suggest the period of repayment or down payment cost. In contrast, the statement own this home for $1,000 implies that the required cash down payment is no more than $1,000 and does trigger full disclosure. Similarly, a statement such as up to 48 months to pay lists the period of repayment and triggers disclosure. In general, the more specific the statement, the more likely it is to trigger additional disclosures.